ASB is now Hawaii's third largest bank, with 52 branches and $6 billion in assets. But it wasn't always so big. It grew over time through acquisitions. As a result, when Rich Wacker came on as president and CEO in 2010, the bank's corporate headquarters were spread out across 12 different locations. That number has since been brought down to 5, but that still has key people physically separated. When the new headquarters, now under construction next to Ala Park, opens in 18 to 24 months, it will put 600 people under one roof. Wacker says this transition is essential because where the bank does have challenges, these concern internal communication. He envisions a space where people meet face-to-face instead of via email to creatively and collaboratively move the bank forward. Wacker himself has become a turnaround artist in a career that actually began with him as a shop foreman in mechanical engineering for GE. His move to financial services came out of a desire to better understand the decision-making of his own managers at GE, an interest that eventually landed him on the company's internal audit staff. That led to banking, including a stint helping to restructure and recapitalize the Korea Exchange Bank in South Korea after the Asian financial crisis. That job was a natural step closer to Hawaii, where he and his family had always wanted to be. Outside of his bank duties, Wacker keeps a busy schedule focused on innovation. Among other things, he is chair of the Hawaii Business Roundtable, vice chair of the UH Foundation, and serves on the board of Child and Family Services. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief Akam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.